This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, May 19. The fruit of the Spirit is goodness. Our reading comes from Mark chapter 10. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." "Teacher," he declared, "all these I have kept since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said. "Go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard is it for the rich to enter the kingdom of God?" The disciples were amazed at his words, but Jesus said again, "Children, how hard is it to enter the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." Jesus' reply to the rich man here is full of surprises. First, in response to being called good teacher, Jesus says, "Only God is good." Was Jesus saying that he's not God? No. Jesus answered this way because the rich man saw him as just a man, a good man, but still just a man. As the rich man stood before Jesus, he was also confronted with the fact that he himself was just a man and not as good as he had thought. Ultimately, only God is good. In our everyday lives, we use the word good to describe all kinds of things. We say, "Good morning." We appreciate a good breakfast. Seeing that the weather is good, we go out to meet with our good friends. The Bible, however, mainly uses the word good to refer to what is pure and holy. The point Jesus is making is that only the perfect and holy God is truly good. And yet, as we find forgiveness through Jesus and we are restored to a right relationship with God, we gain the ability to do good and to be good. All who are clothed in the righteousness of Christ and act for his glory will one day hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Pray with me. Father, help us to follow Jesus. Forgive our sins, we pray. And by the power of your Spirit in us, help us to do what is good. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.